Before we let Daniel Levitin go back to Montreal, Anne Strangechamps had a surprise for him.
Well, I have a clip I wanted to play you. This is a recording I did of a local fourth grade class.
Oh, I'd really want to hear that.
In their strings class. And
okay.
Here they are playing Kookaburra. So the thing I wonder is, when you hear kids like that learning, obviously learning to play instruments, what's going on in their brains?
Well, one of the things that's going on in their brains is that they're hearing the way the music should be, and they may not be hearing the way it is. Many of us have what you could call a self-monitoring deficit. We don't know what we sound like, you know, until we hear our voices back on the radio or a tape. We don't really know what we look like or how others see us. And there's, I guess, some deep psychological reason why we don't really see ourselves as others do, because to a large degree, we can't do a whole lot about it. I mean, there is a class of us in society that do control all of that, and we call them actors. But the rest of us don't have that ability, really. And I think, you know, the fourth graders are probably hearing themselves and thinking, that sounds pretty good. You know, they recognize it as Kookaburra, and, you know, although some of the notes and the rhythms are off, they may not hear that. The other thing is, you know, their brains may not have developed yet enough to make those subtle distinctions. Adults are much better at making certain distinctions than children just because our brains are more fully formed.
What does it do for children to learn a musical instrument?
This is the million-dollar question right now. And you may have read these studies several years ago that listening to Mozart 20 minutes...
The Mozart effect.
Right. Mozart makes you smarter. And there was this big rush by NAM, the National Association of Music Merchandisers, the musical instrument makers lobby, to try and get music back in the schools because they said it would make students better at math. Now, you think about this, it's kind of an odd argument because if you woke up one morning and found out that doing math made you a better musician, would all the school administrators be racing to put more math in the curriculum?
Sadly, no.
It's really one directional. But that said, we don't really know. The experiments that have been done on this issue, that is the ancillary benefits of music instruction, the studies have been inconclusive. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence that people who learn musical instruments have other skills and that they translate to other domains. I would say my answer to this has two parts. One is that people who play a musical instrument and continue to play it seem to get enjoyment out of it. Mm. So it's just another way that we can enjoy ourselves and our lives, another activity we can have that's pleasurable. So I think that's a good thing. It also has been shown that people who play and listen to music can recover from illness faster and can deal with some of the emotional ups and downs of life a little better.
But haven't you found that learning to play an instrument actually physically changes the brain, that there are sections, parts of the brain that become larger?
Absolutely. In fact, the corpus callosum, the mass of fibrous tissue that connects the two hemispheres of the brain, is larger in musicians than in non-musicians. And we have seen structural changes. I think the big question that a lot of people are after is, will these changes show up as a benefit in some other domain?
In some other area, right.
Like math or race car driving. Or
if you have a bigger corpus callosum, are you better at doing left and right brain tasks?
Right. Now, that's what we don't know for sure. But my hunch is yes, and I'll tell you why. We do know that kids who learn a second language early tend to perform more quickly on a variety of cognitive tasks that have nothing to do with language. But knowing two languages somehow metaphorically greases the wheels of neural connectivity. And if you consider that music is a language, that it's a form of communication, it has its own rules, it has syntax, structure, then there's no reason to think that music wouldn't bring with it the same benefits.
Daniel Levitin is the author of This Is Your Brain on Music, The Science of a Human Obsession. And Strangechamps spoke with him. What you're hearing is music of Mozart, written when he was 8 years old, with a whole lot of help from his father Leopold. Still, a long way from Kookaburra.